All right, welcome back, everybody. Well, it is always a pleasure to welcome to our program one of the greats, maybe the one of the greatest Canadian athletes in the world, Andre DeGrasse, 11-time world champion, Olympic medalist, and he led Canada to a gold medal in the men's 4x100-meter relay at the World Track and Field Championships, and there was a national record there, so this was pretty remarkable. And joining us now is the man himself, Andre DeGrasse. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
37.8 seconds. Tell me about, like, the relay's exciting because anything can happen. It's so crazy in there. Tell me about that race for gold, and because I guess that's the first gold since 97.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I was about, 3 years old when the last time we won. So it's definitely great to be a part of history. You know, we, as a quartet, we've talked about that moment for the last couple of years, you know, saying that, hey, you know, we're a strong team. We deserve to be here. You know, we have a shot to win this. You know, we've won bronze, we've won silver. So, you know, we were really aiming for a gold medal this time around. So it just feels really good. It feels really special to be a part of that team, you know, to represent the country and to kind of, you know, do that, you know, close to home. There was a lot of Canadian fans in the building, in the stadium. And, you know, it was just incredible to hear all the noises, all the cheers. And everyone was just so excited and elated for us. And yeah, I mean, it was just an awesome feeling for me. So it's definitely a great high, especially to end my championship.
Aaron Brown, Jerome Blake, Brendan Rodney, and Andre DeGrasse, who's on the line with us. Tell me about, like, people don't really, like, you do the 100 and the 200. We'll get to why you didn't run those in a second. But a relay's different. Like, what is this particular strategy and skill that on the outside we don't know? Like, how hard it is to hand the baton off? How do you get maximum speed? Because it seems like the precision of timing is just absolutely critical. What is the hardest part about this race?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's very tough. It's very challenging. You know, we always come together at least once or twice a year to practice it because anything can happen. I mean, in a relay, you could drop the baton, you leave late, you run away from your incoming runner. So it's really technical. It's a really technical event. And for us, you know, we always have to, like, you know, I feel like in the past, we've always played it safe, you know, with our marks so that we can end up in the finals and try to make the podium. But this time around, we kind of took a little bit of a risk. You know, we extended our marks. We trusted each other and believed that, hey, you know, the incoming runner is going to catch us. We're going to call out stick. And you know,
explain what you mean. Sorry, Andre. Yeah. When you say extend your mark, that means like in the transition period, it's a longer. So the person handing the baton has to run a little farther, and the other person's almost hitting peak speed lengthwise.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, for us, so usually, for example, we might go 27 steps, you know, from the relay exchange zone. You know, this time we might have did 29. We extended that mark to say, hey, you know, we want to try to get the baton later in the zone, like towards the middle and towards the end of the zone, so the outgoing runner can get a good proper acceleration.
Wow. What's the danger? Is the danger that their other runner is a little tired and is going to slow down?
Yeah, that is a big danger. I mean, hey, like that, you know, the runner coming in to the outgoing runner might not catch them. So it's always a risk. It's always dangerous like that. Say, hey, are you gonna catch me? But then, you know, the incoming runner has to say, just believe me, just trust me, I'm gonna catch you. And when I call, you know, call your name or call stick, you know, I'm going to, you know, hand you that baton.
That's right, what you position, call. So the moment is you put your hand back. Like if you're running, you're the outgoing and Andre DeGrasse, you've got your hand out. Someone calls stick. You're not looking back. They're just going to lay it in your hand. Is that what happens?
Exactly. Just trust that runner is going to lay it in your hand. Exactly. Christmas. So for us, that was a big trust, you know, because, you know, our coach is always, you know, Glenn Roy, he's always very conservative. And, you know, he wants to just make sure that we get the stick, you know, as quickly as possible. But we felt like, you know, we had to, you know, extend that zone in order for us to win, to have a chance to win. Because every time we've kind of played it safe, we've got bronze or silver. And so we wanted to switch it up. We had to try something new, you know, because, you know, we wanted to go for that gold medal. And it worked out in our benefit this time around. So we're super grateful and super happy for that moment.
Oh, it was awesome. Now, when you get the stick, when you get the baton under the grass and you're running the anchor leg, and I guess the Americans are your big competition at that point, right? The silver medalist is there beside you. You're cranking. Are you paying attention to them, or do you just run your race, or do you think, holy mackin', I got to pick it up. They're the Americans. They're the Brits or something.
Good question. But no, I mean, you kind of just have to focus on your own race. You know, you can't worry about what everybody else is doing around you. You know, that's when things can go bad, when you're focusing on the other lane. So you want to just make sure that you're focused on, hey, you know, there's the tape. You see the incoming runner hit the line, hit the tape, and you just go. And then once they call you, you reach your hand back and you move. So for us, that's what we have to try to just focus on. We didn't worry about, hey, what the other runners are doing. You know, just worrying about us, worrying about our own lane and just trying to just stay in our own lane, basically.
It's so great. Just one last thing on this. Now, you didn't run the 100 and 200 because of COVID. Is that right? So why choose this race and not one of those?
Yeah, I mean, it was going to be really tough. I mean, I didn't have a good last 3 weeks of training because of having COVID. So it was going to be really tough to, like, actually, you know, run three races and get to the finals and get on the podium at my best. You know, like, you can't be 70% and everyone else is, you know, 100%. So right. It's going to be really tough to win. So I knew, you know, going in that, hey, you know, I had a week to rest, about 5 or 6 days going into the relay. So I think just the extra rest kind of helped me, you know, as you know, kind of get over all the symptoms and everything. So, you know, I knew, like, hey, I didn't have to, like, do as much. I'm only running about 80. So I think it's about 85 to 90 meters once I get the baton. So it's not like a full race. So, and it's only one time compared to, you know, having to run, you know, right, having to run heat, semifinals, and then finals. It takes a lot more energy out of you. So I knew it was gonna be hard. It was gonna be tough for me to do that. So, and I knew that, you know, going in, that saying, you know, the guys and the coaches were like, you know, if I'm at 70 or 80%, it's gonna be enough to, you know, try to get. It's gonna be enough for me to get on the podium in the relay, because I know my teammates are gonna, you know, put in that work to kind of put me in the position to win.
So world, listen, that's Andre DeGrasse at 70 to 80%. He's got a goal. So look out. Now here's the thing. So my wife is a vegetarian. She eats fish, but not meat. So she's always on the lookout for good food. And so, of course, you know, we're all trying to emulate Andre DeGrasse. I hear now you're supporting something called Cheese Made by Trestella. So this is like a cheese alternative. It's like a meat alternative, but it's made of cheese. Like, what? Because I'm trying. She's like, oh, I'm so sick of the veggie meat or something. So what is this thing? This is like a meat burger made out of cheese, or isn't that a cheeseburger?
Yeah. It's basically a chickenless burger and nuggets. You know, it's different. It's something that's never happened before. It's the first time ever that, you know, Trestella is doing this. You know, it's you can buy it in the grocery store. It's really good. You could just, it's quick and easy and simple. You just put it in the oven. So it's something that's very nutritious that I enjoy, you know, especially for my training. You know, it's a good source of protein and calcium. So it definitely helps me towards my goals, you know, when I'm on the track. And then, of course, you know, just being able to kind of feed that to my kids as well. You know, it's good when I come home from practice and I'm tired, and it's something that, hey, like, you know, what am I going to eat, or what are my kids going to eat? And I could just, you know, quickly make it, and they love it, you know.
Cheese, you know, yeah, so, meat alternative.
And it's made out of cheese, so it's made definitely out of cheese. It's different.
All right, man. Cheese Made, the meat alternative. And Andre DeGrasse is powered by a bit of Cheese Made. Hey, man, listen, can I just say, first of all, thanks for doing this. You're just such a great guy and an inspiration. Congrats to you and the whole team. I know it takes not just the other runners, but the coaches and the trainers. Keep inspiring. I hope your health returns 100%, and just keep on inspiring us, Andre. Thanks, and great to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's Andre DeGrasse. We will be right back.